As parts of the United States, like Texas, implement laws severely restricting access to abortion, in Mexico, things seem to be headed in another direction. The country's Supreme Court in September handed down a ruling that essentially decriminalizes the procedure. It's been lauded as a major win for abortion rights. But, as KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports from the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, restrictive laws remain on the books in most of the country, including in neighboring Sonora.
Hundreds of women marched down the streets of the Sonoran capital, Hermosillo. They're decked out in green bandanas and carrying brightly colored signs with witty phrases that echo their chants calling for access to safe, legal abortion. It's September 28th, International Safe Abortion Day, when for decades women across Latin America have protested to demand abortion rights. This year, the march comes just weeks after a landmark decision by Mexico's Supreme Court striking down an abortion law in the northern state of Coahuila and ruling that all laws criminalizing abortion are unconstitutional.
Todos estamos a favor de la vida.
Right after the ruling, Chief Justice Arturo Saldivar took to Twitter to say everyone is pro-life, but the court's unanimous ruling recognizes the lives and dignity of pregnant people who have the right to seek abortions. The decision has been met with resistance from opposition groups. Despite growing public acceptance in recent years, support for abortion rights remains a minority position in Mexico. Still, the Supreme Court ruling has brought activists renewed hope. Francisca Duarte has been protesting for abortion rights since the 1970s. She says she's thrilled to see the fight continue, especially with so many young people now invested in the feminist movement. And while she calls the Supreme Court's decision late, she has no doubt it's a huge step forward, not only keeping women and those who help them out of the criminal justice system, but also giving activists more leverage to push for change. Nearby Yolanda Vasquez says she credits women like Duarte for helping to make this change possible. She says the court's decision is built on the shoulders of women who fought tirelessly for abortion rights. Still, there's a long way to go, particularly in states like Sonora, says Gabriela Herrera. She founded Jurídicas Feministas, which provides legal services to women and girls in Sonora.
Sonora es de los estados más severos en esta parte.
She says Sonora has some of the most restrictive anti-abortion laws in the country. Those getting an abortion face up to 6 years in prison, twice as long as the 3-year cap in the now overturned Coahuila law. At least 6 women are currently serving sentences in Sonora for receiving abortions, according to advocates. Another 10 abortion investigations have been filed so far this year in the state. Nationwide, it's more than 400. Sonora's current law only makes exceptions in cases of rape or health risk. And while the ruling should prevent future criminal investigations, it doesn't immediately make abortion more accessible in states like Sonora. That will take legislative action or further challenges in court.
Es un problema de salud pública.
Herrera calls it a public health problem because while only 4 of Mexico's 32 states have broadly legalized abortions, she says they happen every day all across the country.
En Hermosillo, en Cananea, en Agua Prieta, en San Luis Río.
Abortion groups in Sonora say in the last 18 months, more than 5,000 women and girls have sought their help. Untold others have risked unsafe methods, with experts estimating that about 1 million abortions are carried out in Mexico every year. As the protest wraps up, women gather in front of the state Congress building, now riddled with pro-abortion messages and symbols in black spray paint. They chant legal abortion in the hospital.
Nosotras mismas hemos comprobado en los hospitales.
Andrea Sanchez with the activist group Marea Verde says Sonoran hospitals aren't living up to their obligations for care. Throughout Mexico, prejudice among medical professionals, a lack of training, and laws that require doctors and nurses to report patients have created a hostile atmosphere for many people seeking abortion care. As they continue to fight for abortion rights, Sanchez says activists know they can't just change laws. Culture and practices will have to shift too.
Que niñas y mujeres en todo México puedan acceder a un aborto seguro en un hospital.
She says they'll keep fighting until all women and girls have safe access to abortions in Mexico. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.